Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 11th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Apple's latest updates to the Eurasian Economic Commission database have hit today, with a handful of new model identifiers to theorize about. After a leaker indicated that a new iMac model was coming at WWDC, the EEC database now lists a new desktop Mac running macOS 10.15. This adds more fuel to the fire that a new generation iMac is just around the corner. There are also new EEC listings for the expected iPhone 12 lineup, with 9 new model identifiers in total. Apple products generally appear in the EEC database a few weeks before they're released, with the exception of iPhones, which usually appear several months ahead of their release. The EEC is a regulatory database similar to something like the FCC in the United States. The Eurasian database most recently tipped the hat of the announcement of the latest 11-inch and 12.9-inch iPad Pro. These products were listed on the site on March 17th, and the 2020 iPad Pro went on sale later that same month. So this certainly suggests that we could be just a couple weeks away from the new iMac. But building on the rumors of a new iMac, all 3 standard variations of the existing 27-inch iMac are currently significantly back-ordered. Apple's online store indicates that orders for the 27-inch iMac placed today will ship sometime between June 26th and July 3rd. There is still scattered availability of the 27-inch iMac at certain Apple stores, which means you could place a same-day pickup or delivery order if you needed to, but we wouldn't necessarily recommend doing that with a refresh right around the corner. Interestingly, the 21.5-inch iMac is still widely available, though there are rumors that we could get a new 23-inch iMac at some point this year. Apple is expected to unveil a redesigned iMac at WWDC this month. The new iMac will reportedly feature much slimmer bezels, as well as an all-SSD lineup, ditching the Fusion Drive for the first time, as well as adding Apple's T2 security chip and new GPU options from AMD. The fact that supply of the existing iMac is running low is a strong indicator that a new model could be on the way, especially when combined with the new EEC filings this morning. WWDC officially kicks off in just under 2 weeks, starting on June 22nd. Apple has yet to officially announce any schedule details, but we would expect a product-focused keynote to take place on the Monday, which is likely when the new iMac will be announced, alongside the unveiling of iOS 14 and the rest of Apple's software lineup. In other news today, we've already learned quite a bit about what to expect in iOS 14 this year, but a new rumor making the rounds has suggested that iOS 14 will add a new call recording feature for phone and FaceTime calls. But 9 to 5 Mac has been able to confirm that while this feature does exist, it won't be launching to the public. The original source of this rumor was a Chinese website called IT Home, which claimed that the leaked image came from somebody in the jailbreak community. The screenshot in question showed a new Enable Voice Call Recording option in the Settings app, which is presented with a huge disclaimer about laws for such things in different regions, so it should be used responsibly. 9 to 5 Mac obtained access to an early internal build of iOS 14, so we can say that it does have an option to record voice calls, but it is very unlikely this feature will be released to the public. We've heard from Apple engineers that this feature has been present in iOS internal builds for several years, and it's only intended for debugging purposes. In other words, it's a dedicated option for Apple employees and it won't be made available to users. iOS internal versions have a range of settings that aren't available to the public so that Apple engineers can simulate different usage scenarios and also compare the results with different enabled options. It's common for these internal debugging features to be in the OS but removed before anything is ever released to the public. The only reason we're seeing this call recording feature floating around this year is because an internal iOS 14 build leaked to the public. So again, despite what you might see floating around on social media, we do not expect iOS 14 to add a call recording feature this year. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We are off tomorrow, but we will be back next week with a full week of Apple news. In the meantime, you can keep up with everything on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.